ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. With inflation so high, it costs more to insure your car, more to insure your health, and now it's gotten even more expensive to insure your home. Since last year, home insurance premiums have gone up by a lot.
Inflation, supply chain issues, and labor shortages, all these things drive up the cost of home repairs and replacement. Also, natural disasters play a big role in this, especially in certain areas of the country.
But there are ways to trim several percentage points off your monthly premiums. Our personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been running the numbers. She'll share what she found after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Homeowners' insurance premiums have skyrocketed in the past year and a half, adding to the strain on household finances. WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been talking to experts in the field about why premiums have risen and how homeowners can lower their insurance bills. Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, home insurance premium rates rose 9.3% from the start of 2021 through late November of this year. That's according to S&P Global Market Intelligence data. What's been driving up the premium so much?
There's a couple of factors. So they are up in part due to inflation, supply chain issues, and labor shortages. All these things drive up the cost of home repairs and replacement. Also, natural disasters play a big role in this, especially in certain areas of the country. You know, damage from tornadoes, hurricanes, severe storms, wildfires, all these natural disasters are boosting premiums for those people who live in those areas, but also all Americans.
And so how does home insurance help protect people financially from those sorts of damages?
Well, they can help cover the cost of repairing and replacing the home up to a certain extent. Some contents that are in the home are also covered depending on your policy. You know, if you have damage or theft, your policy should pick up some of those issues for you. Again, you need to read your policy carefully, though, to see exactly what it's going to cover.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people probably haven't gone line by line through their policy in a while. Are there sometimes things hidden away in there that can help you save?
You might be able to eliminate some of this coverage that's called other structures, and that might be a bit hidden in your policy or roped in with some of your other coverage. So this is a bucket of coverage that if you don't have a freestanding garage or a shed or a retaining wall or a pool or other items that would fall under this category, you might be able to eliminate it. You need to call up your insurer, ask if they will reduce or eliminate that coverage. You might have a better chance of getting it reduced. But if you do, consumers, you know, we're hearing can shave 1 to 10% off their premium with this move, depending on the insurer and if they will let you cut out that category. Sometimes they don't, but it's worth a phone call.
Okay, so what about the deductible? Are there ways people can save there?
Yeah, so one way to cut your annual premium is to increase your deductible, which is the amount paid out of pocket for repairs before insurance coverage kicks in. So typically a minimum deductible is, you know, $500 or $1,000. And so the higher your deductible, the more you're going to have to pay out of pocket. So you have to be able to foot that bill. And ideally, you don't want to foot that bill on credit cards. You want to pay that out of pocket, you know, via check or just right out of your bank account so you're not going to incur interest charges. But you might not be able to do that if you live in disaster-prone areas. Your insurance policy, and we're hearing more and more of this, they might have a separate deductible for damage from major disasters. So if this is the case, you have to make sure you have enough money in your checking account to absorb the cost of your normal deductible and your deductible for the disaster.
Does it pay to shop around?
Definitely. It's a smart move to shop around, and you might actually save a couple percentage points off your insurance premium. So first of all, find out when your insurance is scheduled to renew and make some calls before that date. Switching policies every year, it sounds like a real pain, but it could save you money. So for instance, Farmers Insurance, which is one of the major home insurers, offers a 1-5% discount to homeowners who get a quote and switch to Farmers at least 7 days before their old policy expires. At Allstate, you can save up to 10% on your homeowner's premium when you switch from another insurer. And there's other discounts too. You might be eligible for discounts if you make upgrades, such as installing hurricane shutters if you live in one of those high-risk hurricane areas, or installing water use sensors that can turn off your water in case of a leak. With USAA, a major insurer as well, for a lot of military vets, owners can get up to 5% of their home insurance premiums reduced when they have a monitored fire alarm or monitored home security system. And then there are discounts for people who are over 55. And this is interesting because it's the reason the insurers justify this, because they say, people over 55 might be more likely to be home more often. That could deter burglars, and residents may be there should a fire start to intervene. Just stay in touch with your insurance company. I spoke to a senior director at Wells Fargo, and she said, just resist the urge to put your renewal on autopilot. Proactively contact your insurer to determine that you've implemented any changes in your lifestyle, in your home, that could result in a lower premium. You never know what kind of discount you could get. You never know, maybe you don't need to cover certain items in your home anymore like you did before. So it's just worth a phone call.
We often see commercials where they talk about bundling insurance. What is that, and how would it save people money?
So bundling is when you purchase several types of insurance from the same company, such as your homeowner's insurance and also your auto insurance. So, for example, I spoke to a man in Virginia. He's a retiree, and his homeowner's insurance recently rose 20% to $5,486 a year. So he shopped around. And unfortunately, he was told by several insurers that due to rising home replacement costs, he should expect to pay more. And so unfortunately, that's a lot of consumers are going to be hearing that same line. But eventually, he decided to bundle his home and auto insurance together. He raised his deductible, and he also dropped some jewelry coverage. He had, a few watches that he was covering. He realized he didn't need to do that anymore. So now he's paying about $3,482 a year. So he's saving money on his premiums. He might have about the same amount of coverage or slightly less coverage, but he feels comfortable with that.
Yeah, and you save $2,000 a year.
It's a big savings. It's super helpful right now because so many other people's, his bills overall have gone up because of inflation, higher grocery prices, higher gas prices. All these things in general are chipping into people's budgets. So it's nice to have savings when you can.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.